Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Sabbath rest. Praise the Lord for Sabbath rest. I just want to welcome each and every one of you this evening to Advent Light Ministry. Blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you. I will play another song. And we know that God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. And let us worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Heaven and earth is full of thee. Heaven and earth is praising thee, O Lord Most High. Praise the Lord. Amen. Does Jesus care? Beautiful song.
Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply? When the day
Jesus cares. Yes, he does. Praise the Lord. He gave himself a ransom for each and every one of us. That should tell how much Jesus cares and loves us. Yes, he cares. So never forget that, brothers and sisters. Jesus loves us. He died for us. He's coming back soon, and he wants us to be prepared to meet him in the sky. Amen? Amen.
Today we're making the low card.
God is truly, truly worthy to be praised, and I will play another song. Sorry for the interruption. I'm playing it off the YouTube, so it has commercial. But just want to pray, Heavenly Father, please bless us this day, this holy Sabbath day of rest. Please forgive us of our sins or trespasses, O Lord. Help us to come up higher. Help us, O Lord, to search your heart to see if there's any wickedness in it so that we can ask you to forgive us. Bless us this Sabbath day as we commune with you in our heart, O Father, as we sing songs, as we pray, as we encourage each other, as we read and tell of your goodness, testifying, O Father, what you have done for us and our family and our friends. Bless us again, O Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit afresh, O Lord. Lead us, Lord. We want to follow you wherever you may go, Father. Help us. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen. And this song is God Lead Us Along. God Lead Us Along. Amen.
Where the waters won't flow away,
Amen. Amen. What a beautiful song. God lead his dear children along. And some are going, you know, through different paths. As we're on the ladder, we're at different round of the ladder, some through water, some through the fire, and some through the blood. But he's leading and he's guiding us. And we ought to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, and let us be faithful. Amen. As I already said the prayer, I'm going to read something before I open the line. I just want to welcome each and every one of my brothers and sister. Happy Sabbath. God is good, and he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. He wants us to worship him, to praise him, and to give honor to him. And I'll read this from Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 2. It was about when Jesus went to Jerusalem. In returning from Jerusalem with the crowd, talking and visiting engrossed their mind, and Jesus was forgotten for an entire day. And as I'm reading this, you know, some people also do that in their life, in their busy life and toil. They forget Jesus, forget to pray, forget to give him honor and praise and glory, forget to sing song of meditation or talk to him. He's forgotten. So we see here that he was forgotten the entire day. His absence was not observed until the close of day. Joseph and Mary had been honored of God in an especial manner in being entrusted with the responsibility charge of the Savior. Angel had heralded his birth to the shepherd, and God had directed the course of Joseph to preserve the life of the infant Savior. But the confusion of much talk has led to the neglect of their sacred trust. Wow. And we see where we can be so busy and talking to this one and that one and not forgetting to give God the glory and not forgetting to spend, to spend time with the Lord. Continue reading. And Jesus was not brought to mind for an entire day by those who should not have forgotten him for a moment. They returned their weary way, sad and fearful, to Jerusalem. They recalled the terrible massacre of innocent children by the cruel hand of Herod in hope of destroying the king of Israel. When their anxiety was relieved by finding Jesus, they did not acknowledge their own neglect of duty, but their words reflect on Christ. Why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee, sorrowing. Jesus, in most respectful language, inquired, how is it that ye sought me? But these words modestly reflect back the center upon them, in reminding them that if they had not permitted themselves to be engrossed with matters of no special importance, they would not have had the trouble of searching for him. He then justified his course yet not that I must be about my father's business. While he was engaged in the work he came to the earth to perform, they had neglected the work his father had especially entrusted to them. They would not fully comprehend the words of Christ, yet Mary in a great measure understood their import and laid them away in our heart to ponder over in the future. So let this be a rebuke to us, brothers and sisters, that we should never forget Jesus, never go a day, a moment, an hour without remembering Jesus and thanking him for his goodness and his mercy and praising him and, you know, telling others about him. If we're speaking to others, encouraging them, praying for them. Amen. So God is good. He's truly worthy to be praised. So please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, and sharing time, brothers and sisters. And we know sharing time is caring time. So I'll go ahead and open the line for the first caller. Happy Sabbath. 518-951, your line is now open.
Okay. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved brother. Happy Sabbath, sister. Caller, you hearing me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath, my beloved. I am so grateful. I'm so thankful for this Sabbath. You know, I was just waiting for this Sabbath. Brothers and sisters, God is good. He knows why he gave us this Sabbath day. A Sabbath of rest, a Sabbath of reflection, and a Sabbath to give him all the praise. So I am so thankful for that, the blessed Sabbath day. And I will just sing this little song because I thank God that he had carried us safely through another week so that we can acknowledge the great Sabbath that he has given unto us. So I'm just going to sing this little song. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in his courts today. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. While we seek supplies of grace to the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciling face, take away our sin and shame. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee. When the morn shall bid us rise, may we feel its presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes when we in thy house appear. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting peace. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting peace. May the gospel joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort saints. Make the fruits of grace abound, bring relief to all complain. Thus may all our Sabbath be, till we rise to reign with thee. Thus may all our Sabbath be, till we rise to reign with thee. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, this is my testimony. We would like to rise and reign with the Lord. And I am so thankful for these wonderful promises, these wonderful words of comfort to us, Lord. I can say we are in Albany. I'm in Albany, and my dear sister there, it is freezing. It is so cold. But you know what? I'm so thankful that I am alive, and I know that God is able to clothe us, to warm us, so that give us a warmth that we will be comforted, brothers and sisters. So although the time is cold, God's word, you know, will bring light. It will bring sunshine in our heart, and it will bring strength to us. So I'm so thankful for his word. I will just offer a little word of prayer, short word of prayer. I want everyone to hear. Father, we want to thank you, Lord. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. Father, we present all our sins to you, dear Lord. You told us we cannot go to heaven when you come if we have one not drop of sin, a little dot of sin within our hearts, Lord. So this evening, I come on behalf of myself and all my brothers and sisters here, Lord, who are praising you, who love you so much. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us, Lord, of all our many sins that we have, Lord, to you. Many sins we have committed, Lord, and we ask you to hear our cry and answer our plea. Our determination is to follow you, to be obedient without doubt, Lord Jesus, to believe in your word, Lord, that you are coming soon and you are coming for a sinless world and a sinful people, Lord. So we are asking you to pour your Holy Spirit upon us, Lord. We ask you for the latter rain, Spirit, Lord, so that we will able to be reformed, rejuvenate, and be your representative to go and share your gospel message to the dying world out there who do not know you, dear our brothers and our sisters. So we just want to thank you for that great opportunity that you have given unto us, Lord, that we can join this more to learn more about you and to also share. We ask you to bless Sister Carlo. Continue to bless her, keep her, she and her beautiful children, Lord, Amanda and Nicholas, Lord, their family, Lord, the other family immediately, and also her extended family, her church family, this group, Lord. And Lord, we place her to you, dear Lord, caring the love that she has, caring for those sick out there, dear Father. We ask you to pour your blessing on her, Lord, both traveling mercies and even in the home of protection, Lord, from this virus that is going around. But we know, dear Father, you told us, dear Father, if we just trust you, dear Lord, be up to your help message. We know, dear Lord, you will protect us. So bless her. We also lift up Sister Leola and Brother Ray, Lord, and I know the good news that Sister Leola have today. She met, Lord, her son Jarvis, who we're praying for, and he was looking good, Lord. We ask you to cover him, dear Lord, and we pray for Nicole, Amanda, Amaria, Lord, and also Jarvis and Shiloh. We lift them up to you, dear Lord. We lift up tonight our dear beloved brother, Richardson, Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson, daughter Cindy, dear, and Casey, and her son, Lord, is or their son. We lift up and the work that they are doing in Tennessee, Lord. We lift up Brother Udy and the team, Sister Card, Sister Melissa, and also the children, Brother Bernard, and all Mazark, and all who is there, and also the store and the evangelism that is going on there. Dear Lord, break it up. Let the seed grow, Lord Jesus, Lord, so that they will reap, Lord, the harvest, Lord. So, Father, we are so grateful, Lord, to know that you are working in the heart of your people. Lift up our dear beloved Sister Pansinelli, Lord, as we lift her up, Lord, with her sister, her niece in the hospital. We thank you for answered prayer that she's doing much better. And also her sister is home and bedridden. Lord, send your angel, Lord, to guide and to protect and also to minister unto her, Lord, with her grandchildren, them, Lord, and all the caregivers. We leave them in your hand. We lift up our dear Sister Barnaby. We have not been hearing from her, Lord, but you know everything. We'll strengthen her as she pray for her children here and also those in Jamaica and also our grandchildren. We lift up our dear beloved brother John and Sister Brenda. Lord, we thank you for the ministry that they are doing. We thank you for your healing power towards Brother John and also their daughter that came down with the sickness. Lord, we thank you for your healing power and the work that Brother John and Sister Brenda is doing over there by sharing your word. We also lift up our dear Sister Tamiko. Continue to bless her as she lifts up her family members, her son, her daughter, and also her grandchildren, her mother, her siblings, and her church family. We lift them up. And Father, we lift up our dear beloved brother Eli, a young for a man who have passion for you, Lord, and passion for his friend, Lord, Jari, Jovel, and Jamel, even though the enemy was using one of them, dear Lord, and rebellious, Lord, Satan is in there, touch their heart. But, dear Lord, we ask you to touch him, Lord, and give Brother Eli that faith and strength and power, Lord, that he will just present all these things to you. We lift up Elder Rick, Lord, continue to bless him and his daughter, Lord Jesus, and also his wife and the church family. We lift them up to you. You know everything about them and the work that they are doing there. We also lift up Brother O'Neill with his children in Jamaica, dear Lord, and the work in Bronx. Continue to your blessings, Lord. We lift up our dear sister Susan, Lord, giving you praise for what you have done. She, in a few months ago, she put away her mother for rest. But now, Lord, she's giving you the praise, Lord. Continue to bless her, also her father and the other siblings. And Sister Stephanie, we lift up with Karj and KJ, Lord, and the work that they are doing. And the good news we heard, Brother Helroy, their father gets the exemption, the religious exemption, Lord. And it is a blessing, Lord. We only have to trust you and have faith in you, Lord. You can do all things. So we just want to thank you for that. And dear Father, we know we have so many names, Lord, and others on this line. Every name I lift up, if I even don't call them because of, you know, we want to give time, Lord, you know the name. There are a lot, Lord. Some used to come on, not coming, Naomi, Jenseni, Jeff, Lord, Michelle, Lord, Rose, and all those in Texas and in what other parts, Lord, even in Maryland, dear Father, Sister Adele, Lord, and Sister Lovely in Pennsylvania, and all those in Jersey, Morgan, we lift up them to you, dear Lord, and continue to touch their heart that they will join us one day. We lift up our youth again, we pray, and our little babies, Lord, that came on this line, Lord, and also our dear Sister Katie, we lift up on those precious children, Lord. We also lift up her son, Dominique, Lord, continue to pour your blessings upon them. What more could we ask of you, Lord, more than give you thanks and praise for this blessed Sabbath night, that all brothers and sisters can come and cheer and give praises to you because you are worthy to be praised. Bless us and keep us, Lord, and bless the speaker, Lord, that word will come straight from above, Lord, and that our heart will be filled. Bless us again, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for waiting.
Amen.
Open my life praise and patiently waiting.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for the song. Thank you for just being you, Sister Powell, and all the many, gifts that you have and how you help others, encourage others, and, God is truly using you. May he continue to bless you and your family and your surrounding areas and all of those that the prayer was lift up. And we have to just give God the glory and the praise and the honor. Amen. We know in heaven we will be together worshiping him. So we have to practice here. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. It's a blessing to hear my brothers and to see your numbers, to see everyone that's on. I'll go to the next caller, 518-482. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Thank you. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Carlo.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sister Cantinelli, by the way, from Oxford, New York, and I'm happy to join my voices with my brothers and sisters this evening. First, I must give you an update of my niece. She is doing well. They are weaning her off the respirator, whatever she's doing, but she's doing well. And they're just observing her now and taking it will take time for her to, you know, come back to her natural self. But thank you, Sister Powell, for praying, for the prayers. And God is very good to her. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. Who can compare with him? We can compare Jesus with nobody else. I am so thankful for life, for strength, that I could come on this line this evening to express my gratitude to God for being so wonderful to us, all of us here on this line. What shall I render unto the Lord, I would say, for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord, yea, in the presence of all his people. And that text is taken from Psalms 116, 12 to 14. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. And that is another psalm that I love. It is taken from Psalms 104, 33. To 34. So God has been very good to me, and I always praise the Lord for his goodness and his mercies towards me. And you know, when I was going to school, I remember this song. It says, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you. All his wonderful passion and purity. May his spirit divine all our nature refine. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. I want God's beauty to be seen in all of us this evening. And I will continue to read this poem, which I hope everyone will enjoy. When your burden is heavy and hard to bear, when your neighbors refuse all your load to share, when you are feeling so blue, don't know what to do, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you. When somebody has been unkind to you, some word spoken that pierce you through and through, think how he was beguiled, spat upon, and reviled. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you. From the dawn of the morning to the close of the day, in example, in deeds, and in all that you see, lay your gifts at his feet, even strive to keep sweet. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in us. Not in only me, but that's my prayer for each one of us on the line this evening, on this Sabbath evening. And I would like to sing that little chorus because I think some of you may know it because it's just a plain little, a short chorus. So I'll sing that. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in us. All his wonderful passion and purity. May his spirit divine all our nature refine. Till the beauty of Jesus be seen in us. And in this beautiful Sabbath hours, not only in these hours, but my prayer for all of us on this line, that we would be patient with others. I heard Sister, one of our leaders were speaking there last night about how she had to have some control over herself because of somebody was misbehaving. She was in some line, whatever it was. And she was just had to keep very quietly. She tried to control herself and not to retaliate. And that is how all of us as Christians ought to be. We ought to let God's beauty be seen in us, no matter what is going on. We have to control ourselves because we are God's children, and we have to let God be seen in our lives. And this is my prayer for all of my brothers and sisters on the line this evening, those who are there, who come as the silent listeners, and those who speak. This is my advice to you. Let Jesus be seen in everything that you do. If you don't, your presence should tell of God's goodness. When you are there and something is going on that is wrong, we shouldn't be joining it, and we know all of it. God is good. So, Sister Kyla, that is my little advice for us on this beautiful Sabbath night. God bless you, and thank you for opening my life. Have a happy Sabbath, everyone.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Continelli, for coming on and sharing and singing. It's always a blessing to hear your voice also, and to greet all my brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath, and may the Holy Spirit, you know, fall upon you afresh to fill you so that we can have strength for the next day, for the Sabbath, and be a blessing and encouragement to others. I just want to share about a lady I met when I came here to Tennessee. I met her. She's a male lady. I met her at the gas station, like when I first came, within that first month. And today, you know, because she had gave me some stuff that she didn't need, and it was something that she had too. And, you know, I reached out to her to see if she had it, and she said, yes, you know. And she said, well, I'll bring it in my car. You just need to come, her truck, and help her. And I did that, and it was a blessing to see her. And she came up here, and it was just a blessing. I had her and meet the neighbors, and we went over to Sister Payne, and, you know, it was a blessing, you know, introduce her to Sister Payne. And we prayed, and, you know, the Holy Spirit was, you know, the lady was almost passing out. The Holy Spirit was touching her, and she was so joyous to meet everyone. She's Caucasian, and, you know, just God is just blessing us. Doesn't matter what color we are, as long as we love the Lord and we're in the presence of others and praying for them, interceding for them, because we don't know what they're going through. So it was such a blessing to see her and to pray with her and to encourage her. And Sister Payne, give her love to everyone. She is truly, you know, a jewel. She's so precious. Just Monday, she said, you know, she said, I want to work. I'm tired of sitting down. Money's going out, but it's barely coming in. I need a job. So she went down to the Foodland, and she applied, you know, for the job, and they told her come back the next day, and they hired her on the spot and interview, and now she's doing orientation. I think she's going to be working in the food area, and she's just full of energy, and she said, she just like working and helping others and doesn't want to be a burden or sitting down, and also it's a way to minister to others and to meet people, and so she won't be lonely, and it's just a blessing to see her energy at 74. You know, most people are not going out. They're sitting down. They're waiting for, you know, different stuff, but she is willing to go out and you know, be a blessing to others and help others and encourage others. So praise the Lord. I'll go to the next caller. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. God is truly worthy to be praised. 225-337. Your line is now open.
Good evening. Oh, what a praise. Mm-hmm. Sister Carla, praise the Lord. Always happy mm-hmm. to hear those praise. Well, I want to say good evening, my brothers and sisters, and thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, because, you know, I'm happy to be on the prayer line and grateful to the Lord that he didn't save us through another week. And this Sabbath day, I have to give him praise and thanks for safe traveling mercy. And just had to give him all praise as I hear all others, just thanking him and praising him for his goodness. So I would like to read Titus verses 11 I'm going to read a few verses in here, but I won't be long, Sister Carla. It says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness, worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, purifying us unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee, it says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and power, to obey magistracy, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometime foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasure, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, kindness and love of God, our Savior, towards men appeared. So I just want to thank the Lord that I hear so many people say certain Ten Commandments are done away with, and it's telling you right here about God's commandments, how we should behave with one another and how we shouldn't take it for granted that once we become the children of God, don't look at no others. So you know what, sisters and brothers, I want to thank God for showing this to me and that I don't have an eye or speak evil of no one. So you know, he humbled us through his word. So I'm praising him and thanking him for all that he teaches me through his word, because this we got to perfect. And as we perfect this, to be ready for his appearance. So I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to get on the prayer line. Sister Carla, God didn't say one day is promised to us. So this day wasn't promised to nobody, but we are here by his grace. So I'm grateful to be able to be on the prayer line and read the word of God and ready to hear his word. So I'm thankful once again, and I'm asking him to keep us and be with us through this night as we listen to his word. So bless everyone, and happy Sabbath, my brothers and sisters. I'm not going to say anything else, but I'm asking you to continue to pray for all the prayer line, our families, just this Omicron, all these things that Satan is just throwing out there, because, you know, brothers and sisters, this is not what God wants for us. But we know he allowed things to happen, so let's just pray for one another. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, mm-hmm. And thanks, Sister Powell, once again, for always lifting up Jarvis and all my other brothers and sisters that lift up my children. So thank you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on and sharing. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your reading also. It's always a blessing to hear your voice and to talk to you whenever we get a chance to, and just to keep each other in prayer, because we never know what's going on. So God is truly good, and he's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. He paid the price for our sin, for us. He purchased us, you know, and we belong to him. And we know the deception that's going on in the world, because they have purchased and bought most of these doctors and hospitals, so they make money when they're doing evil agenda towards those that have bought them. But we know we belong to Christ, and we have to be different. We have to act different, and we have to let the world know that we are bought and paid for, and we belong to Christ. And no man, no system, nothing can buy us because we are the children of the true and living God. And we know it said nothing in this world, there's nothing new. But we have to be renewed. We have to be new in our minds. So we have to connect with Jesus every day. We have to, our thoughts have to be heaven words. Our thoughts have to be high and not earthly because there's nothing new on the earth. But we know if we're connecting with Jesus, we're getting something new every day. We're getting filled with his Holy Spirit. So we just want to, you know, thank the Lord and glorify him, knowing that we are being filled and we are living here in this earth, but our home is not here. Our home is the earth made new again. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for the next caller. Thank you again, brothers and sisters. Blessed Sabbath, 985-232. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. It's Sister Brenda calling from Baker, Louisiana. Live in Houma, Louisiana. I just thank God for his grace and mercy that brought us through. I'm in Baker this weekend, me and the grandkids and John. We just decided we'd come to stay in our hotel. We just thank God for safe travel and mercy. We're having a meeting today, so we have to be here this afternoon. I just want to thank God for all these blessings. Just want to thank him for giving us the privilege to be on this line once more. I'd like to read a devotion prayer. Dear God, my prayer is that everything I do would never be done out of ignorance or selfish desire. May I never have an ultra motive in my action because I know how this can nullify the very act. May I remember that the importance of all I do is to communicate with you and to ensure that your name is glorified at all times. Amen, amen. Oh, remember me, Brenda. All this devotion is for me to remember how to go by God's words with his wisdom. I thank God for him giving me guidance and words of wisdom and kind so I can follow. He's really given me some great words for to start the new year right. And I thank God for him because he's just breaking it down so easy for me. So I thank God, and I'm working on applying, and the devil's at every hand trying to push it. So I just thank God. I'm trying to work on his words because I know one thing. They are all trying, but I just try to stay out the way because I know once I read these devotions, the Lord is working with me. And it's for all of us, but they're working with me. So it's my time to get it right. Work on the attitude and the you know, and get it right. So I thank God, and I read him, and I'm understanding what he's saying. So I just ask for prayers for me to go strong in the Lord and his work, and I pray for me and my family, these babies, to get strong and learn because they're listening, and pray for Again Light Ministry and all the members in the business and the ministry. Pray for Sister Powell, the oldest mother in the ministry. Pray for the rest of us as we continue to grow in the Lord. Pray for all our help as they continue to minister to us and praise the Lord and lift up the Lord and go on their mission. And just want to keep all the rest of the brothers and sisters and abroad all over in prayer, the sick, the hungry, and wherever they may be, God understand them. And we want to thank y'all. Happy Sabbath. God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all say amen.
Amen.
I'm going to let Brother John speak.
Amen.
Yes, this is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. And like she said, like Mara said, y'all praise the Lord and thank God for the prayer line family, the prayer line itself. Just want to say that God is good and continues to work through us, and especially the ones that open up their heart and let him in. He continues to work with you, and he always watches over everybody, though. But if you let him in your heart and trust in him, and he can work on you if you let him in. So it's a free will. So I know I made my choice to turn to God and change my old ways into the new ways and live life more abundant and more prosperous and just more happier. I'll put it that way too. So I'm just going to continue keeping on and believing and teaching and learning. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother John. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing. And also the children. Praise the Lord. Those little precious souls. You got some jewels over there. So we will continue to keep you in prayer, keep the children and the mother in prayer. And I just thank the Lord for your faithfulness also. Thank the Lord for the work that he's doing in your life. And, you know, by you, he's doing this work and you're helping others, directing them to Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And we ought to lift up Jesus in everything we do and say. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. 857-505. Your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, beloved. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God, Sister Carla, for his love, for his mercy, because God is good for me, Sister Carla. God is awesome. He's worthy. He is truly worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, I have a prayer request at the moment. My prayer request, Sister Carla, right now, Sister Carla, this morning, Sister Carla, when we, Sister Carla, this morning, when I was in the conference with Sister Powell and Sister Stephanie, Brother Jamal was disturbing, us, and he say that he do not need prayer. I say in the name of Jesus, he does need prayer. I say. Brother Jamal needs prayer in the name of Jesus. I say, Brother Jamal needs prayer in the name of Jesus, Sister Carla. But God knows. God knows everything. God knows, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, I have a prayer request at the moment. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother, Sister Carla, for my mom in prayer, Sister Carla. My mom needs a lot of prayer. Sister Carla, don't forget to pray for me. Pray for my mother. Don't forget to pray for Brother Jihari. Lift for Brother Jihari in prayer. Pray for Brother Javel. And pray, please, Sister Carla, pray, please, for our dear Brother Jamal, because he was disturbing us when we was praying on the conference call. I say, this young man, Brother Jamal, needs prayer. I say, Sister Carla, I say, this young man, Brother Jamal, needs prayer. I say, Brother Jamal, you need that prayer. You need it right now. I say, Jamal, we don't have time. We do not have time for foolishness. I say, Brother Jamal, in this Sabbath day, we need you. You need that prayer. I say, Brother Jamal, you need that prayer in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Sister Kyla, you remember Sister Paolo was saying on the fasting on Wednesday. I like when Sister Paolo said that on Wednesday. And in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Who is that person is? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sister Kyla, I feel blessed on Wednesday. I say, Lord, I say, thank you, Jesus. I say, God, please, God. I say, Lord, please. I say, God, please change Brother Jamal because he needs to change, Sister Kyla. Brother Jamal needs a heart of flesh, Sister Kyla. Brother Jamal needs a heart of flesh. He needs to take off that stony heart of his. And Sister Kyla, I want Sister Tamiko to do a special prayer for Brother Jamal because the enemy is attacking Brother Jamal at the moment. So please lift him up in prayer. Please lift up Brother Jamal in prayer, Sister Tamiko. When you sing on this prayer line, please, Sister Tamiko, lift up Brother Jamal in prayer, Sister Tamiko. When you sing, Sister Tamiko, when you finish on singing, Sister Tamiko, please
Amen.
Lift up Brother Jamal
Amen.
In prayer because he needs
yes.
prayer at the moment.
Amen.
Sister Kyla, I'm feeling sad at the moment. I'm
okay,
feeling sad, Sister Kyla. Tell Sister Tamiko.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for coming on and sharing. And yes, Sister Tamiko, I ask her to keep you in prayer. And Brother Jamal and, you know, your friends and family, you got to be encouraged, my brother. Be strengthened. God is, he knows everything. He sees what's going on. And you have to pray also for the brother and show them Christ-like love. So we just thank you for coming on and sharing, Brother Eli. Please be encouraged and trust in the Lord with all your heart and lead not unto your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct you. He will change Brother Jamal's heart. But God doesn't force. He wants willing participants, so we just have to pray for him. Amen. Thank you again. Blessed Sabbath. We'll be going to Brother Yudi in a few minutes, and he'll also go live on Facebook. So I'll open this last line for the caller, 272-770. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Caller. This is Tamiko calling from Pennsylvania. God bless you, my sister. Thank you for opening up my prayer line. Praise the Lord. I give the Lord all the praise and honor and glory. He's worthy to be praised. I thank him for all his many blessings and for taking care of me and providing for me. I'm so grateful to be on the prayer line this Sabbath evening. I just wanted to sing a song, There's Power in the Blood. It's 294. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you all evil of a victory win? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's child. There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live dearly for his praises to sing? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my prayer line, my dear Sister Powell. Would I be able to read a scripture from the Bible, or am I running out of time?
No, go ahead. You can read the scripture and a prayer. Yes, I have to open the line for him in about 2 minutes. So go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I have Psalms 100. Thank you so much. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, and he is, and it is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are the people of the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for opening my prayer line. And Brother Eli, I will definitely say a prayer for your friend, Brother Jamal. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for this precious, wonderful Sabbath day, dear Lord. And I just wanted to lift up Brother Eli and his friend, Father God. We bless your great and holy name. Please, dear Lord, help this dear brother Jamal, dear Lord, strengthen his mind and heart and soul. And we pray that you would take out the stony heart and give him a heart of flesh, dear Lord. Help him to show more love and kindness and compassion, dear Lord. May he learn to love you more, dear Lord, and may he have the need for you, King Jesus Christ. We love you so much. We trust in you, Lord, and we thank you again for everything you do and say for us. We could do nothing without you, as you are the vine and we are the branches. So we thank you for this precious Sabbath night. Thank you for all my dear sisters on this prayer line, dear Lord, and my brothers as well. Bless the speaker, dear Lord. Bless Sister Powell, Sister Stephanie, Sister Costanelli. Please bless her niece, dear Lord, and continue to heal her in a mighty way. And please bless Sister Carla, and please bless Sister Payne, and bless KJ and Kosh, and bless Brother Eli and his mom. Bless everyone on this prayer line this precious Sabbath evening, dear Lord. Keep them in the precious palm of your holy hands, close to your bosom, in the precious and mighty name of King Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Love you all. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tymeka, for that prayer. And I want to thank you for the song also and the scripture reading. We know we're here to encourage others, and we know that iron sharpeneth iron. And, you know, may the Lord will be done in our life as we grow, as we come up higher, as we give our hearts to him. We'll be infused to witness to others and to tell them about the soon coming of Christ. Amen. And Brother Yudi will be coming on shortly. I'll do a second prayer. He's going to also go live on Facebook. And he's under Yudi, U-D-E, Calvier, C-A-L-V-V-E-R. He's going to go live, and he's also going to do some natural remedy. He's going to talk about natural remedy, and which is needed in this time. A lot of people is getting sick. We're in the winter time and the cold season, flu season, and then, you know, everything is mixed up, the corona. But I just want to encourage you to let you know corona is not a death for our body. Our immune system are strong. We will make it. We'll fight it, you know. And God with us, we will come through victorious, just like the flu. Some people die. You know, they get pneumonia and different things, but this is just something that's stronger. So we have to, you know, take heed. And the eight laws, some people say there's 10 laws of health. So there's things that we need to do as individuals to protect our body, protect our immune system. Our diet needs to be a good diet. And the way we dress, our sleep, our time with God, sunlight. I know it's, you know, mostly cold, but there's still some sunlight, and take our vitamin D, and all our vitamins, vitamin C, and we know that kiwi is the best form of vitamin C, eating our oranges and eating our fruits and vegetables, not together, but eating them, you know, throughout the day or through, you know, as we buy these things, we have to eat them. And also exercising is very important. We cannot sit all day long. We got to get up and walk and move those joints, move those limbs so we won't have aches and pain. And drink lots of water because the water lubricates our joints and water flush out the toxins. So these are some health tips, and we're going to pray. Amen. Kind and loving Father, it's truly, truly good to come before you with honor and praise and glory, Lord. Another day to worship you in spirit and truth, O Father. And as it is another day, another Sabbath, we're coming closer and closer to your soon coming, O Lord. Help us, O Father, in the name of Jesus, that we not be cast away. Help us, O Father, that we will be in tune to the Holy Spirit, that we will look up and live, O Father. Look unto Jesus, which is the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. We thank you this day. We glorify, we magnify your name, O Lord, as in your word, Psalms 57. Be merciful unto me, unto each and every one of us, O Lord. Be merciful unto us, for our soul trusted in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will we make our refuge unto thee, Father. So we just want to pour our souls out to the Lord, you know, and to cry aloud and spare not. We have to tell the people what is sin, what is unrighteousness. We have to tell them about the commandments, about the law of God, so that they can know and they can go and they can read it for themselves and they can see for themselves. Because we cannot give something and we don't have an explanation. So, Father, help us, oh, Father, to read your word. Help us to be Christ-like to everyone that we come in contact with, oh, Lord. Bless us this day, oh, Father. Keep us from falling and present us faultless before your coming, oh, Lord. I thank you for all the prayers, all the prayer requests that's been prayed for. I just thank you for unspoken prayer requests. I thank you for my dear brothers and sisters. I thank you for their faithfulness, Lord, on this line and on their personal ministry also, Father, and as the work that they're doing in their community or in their town, oh, Father. Bless their effort, oh, Father. Speak to them in the language that they can understand and the way that they can understand so they can hear that we are doing well, good and faithful servant, continue in the right direction, Lord. I ask that you will bless Brother Yudi and his family, Lord. Bless him as he's going to come and bring the message, Lord. Touch him right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, so that he will speak things that he hear from you and share encouraging things to help our body, oh, Father. As we know, our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, oh, Lord, and we ought to keep it cleaned out. We ought to keep it right so that the Holy Spirit will want to dwell in us, O Lord. We thank you and we praise you, O Father, in the name of Jesus. We glorify, we magnify your name. Amongst the people, we will sing unto you, O Father, amongst the nation, O Father, and not be ashamed of the gospel. We thank you ever so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, Brother Yudi said he needs, he just texted me, he just needs a few more minutes. So I think everyone shared. I don't know if it's something else that someone needs to share, but he's going to be coming on in 2 minutes. So I'm just going to read something, and I'm going to play a song. Amen. I'm going to read Psalm 59. It says, "Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God, defend me from them that raise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from the bloody man. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold, thou therefore, O Lord, God of hosts, the Lord, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressor, Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go around the city. Have mercy. Verse 7. Behold, they belch out with their mouths. Swords are in their lips. For they say, they does hear it. But thou, Lord, shall laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Amen. So I will put on a song. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, Brother Yudi, if you're on, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Amen. God is our Savior, our King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and He is soon to come. And I just want my brothers and sisters to be prepared, because we don't know the hour, we don't know the day, but we know it is soon, and very soon. So as we're waiting for Brother Yudi, I will go ahead and find a song to play.
When my heart is heavy, to be warmer and strong, as the burdens fall and the cares distress and the way grows weak. Oh.
Amen, amen. What a beautiful song. Lord, please forgive me. We all need forgiveness. Amen. So at this time, we already prayed. I will turn the call over to Brother Yudi. Blessed Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Can you hear me, Sister Carla?
Yes, yes, we can hear you.
Wow. Wow. I want to thank you for being here with me tonight, Sister Carla, and for all of those also who are joining us. If you could see what I've got going on here, I'm going to try to show some of these pictures that we've got. So give me a second here as I rearrange myself and get myself ready for that which we are showing, because, you know, the Lord is good and he is worthy to be praised. The Bible says it is, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, right? It says, call upon him while he is near, right? God is good all the time. There's so much that is in front of me right now. I have to be on Facebook Live to be able to understand what we are doing right now. I want to wish you all a blessed Sabbath in the Lord. Again, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, and thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line as well. And so what we're going to do, what we're going to do right now is we're going to have a word of prayer as we begin our session. I do welcome those of you who are on to go live on our Facebook page. This is a practical gospel of health. We're going to be talking a lot about health. There's a lot going on. People are calling me late night, and they are sick and tired of being sick. Amen? People are sick and tired of being sick. And so what we're going to do tonight is we're going to begin with the word of prayer. Again, I want to welcome those who are joining us live on our Facebook page. This is Brother Yudi. Tonight we're going to have another broadcast as we dive in, follow the word of God together, and we are now being broadcast live right there, right here on Facebook, and we're going to do a practical, somewhat of a demonstration for you tonight to help us to understand the power of the herbs that God has given unto us. And I want those who are on to please refer to our actual handout that I am getting ready to post shortly. And you can actually follow us right here on Facebook as well as we get into tonight's message. Let's have a word of prayer as we begin tonight with our message. And we invite the Lord and his angels in prayer. Amen. Amen. Loving Father, we thank you so much for the wonderful grace that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for Christ Jesus, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of this world. And not only the sin of the world, but him who taketh away our personal sins. We understand that we must have a personal relationship with him. And we come tonight, Lord, with nothing that we bring. May this broadcast be a blessing unto those who watch. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Again, we want to welcome those of you who are joining us live on Facebook. And tonight what we're going to be doing is we're going to have a practical demonstration of, pretty much some of the herbs and some of the natural remedies that we can be utilizing as we deal with a certain virus as well as a certain ailments. And tonight, the Lord has been impressing me to do this for a very long time because we understand that the truth that God has given us is present, which means that the truth that he's given us is significant. It is significant as it relates to what we are facing right now. And many of you know that right now there are many who are suffering from ailments. There are many who are suffering from sickness. And what we are endeavoring to do is to begin to teach you a few things that you can begin to do at home in your own time. And we're going to begin by opening up the Bible and look at God's health message from a standpoint of a prevention as opposed to a standpoint of a cure. Now, God's message is always preventative first. The health message that he's given us is a preventative message, but at the same time, it is also a curative message. Now, his desire is not for us to be sick. His desire, we are told, is for us to be in good health. In fact, the Bible says in 3 John 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." So God's desire for us, God's desire for his children, is for them to be what? To be prosperous. Let us open up our Bibles in the book of Jeremiah. We're going to Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter tonight. Jeremiah, chapter 33. Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter. And we want to focus on Jeremiah 33. And I want you to look with me carefully at verse 3. All together. Again, we are in Jeremiah, chapter 33. And we will begin together at a familiar verse. And this verse is verse 3. Now, if you are on, I invite you to please take out your notebooks, take out your pens, and take notes because we will be going through a lot of important information that is necessary for us to understand at this time. Notice what the Bible says in Jeremiah 33, verse 3. The Bible reads in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, it says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Now, that word mighty here is the word hidden. In other words, the Bible is saying that he will show us hidden things that we did not know. And notice what Jeremiah says as he continues on in verse number 6. The Bible reads, "Behold, cure." I want you to understand again that first and foremost, God's plan of health is first preventative. This is why the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 33, verse 6, "Behold, I will bring it health and cure." So notice what comes first is what? Health. And how can we understand that word health? The Bible says that God's will and desire is for us to be in health. It is not his desire for us to be sick. It is a mistake. It is a misunderstanding of the character of God when we begin to accuse God of our sicknesses, when we begin to accuse God of our diseases, this is not of his character. God is a restorer. The enemy is the destroyer. I want to show you this in the book of James, chapter 5. Go with me to James, the fifth chapter. James chapter 5, note carefully with me. In James chapter 5, we will consider together, in James, the fifth chapter, note what the Bible says in verse number 14. The Bible says in James chapter 5, in verse number 14, it says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them. Beg your pardon, let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15, in the prayer of faith, prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. So notice what the Bible says in James chapter 5, verse number 15. The Bible says that the prayer of faith shall do what? Shall save the sick. Now, do we see this in the Bible being replicated? Do we see the prayer of faith actually saving those who are sick? So God's message is a saving message, right? It is a saving message that saves us even unto salvation. But also, this is a saving health message that can bring us back to a cure. Now, notice what the Bible says. Again, I want to read this because we want to underscore a point here in verse number 15. Because first and foremost, the Bible says, is anyone among you sick? And the admonition is that we are to call for the elders, and we are to what? We are to pray. Now, the Bible continues to say, if the prayer that is made is of faith, if this prayer is of faith, it shall save the sick. So now there is something that we must understand about faith. Now, faith is not a definition. Oftentimes we hear the word faith being defined. For example, when I ask, what is faith? Most people will say, well, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I usually will say, well, that is the definition of faith. But what is this thing, faith? Because the Bible says that the prayer of faith can actually save the sick. And then notice what is added to that. It says, and if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. So now we see there is another connection that is added to sickness, and that is sin. Are you following? Because the Bible says that when this individual who is sick prays in faith, not only the Bible says that this person shall be saved from their sickness, but the Bible additionally said that if that individual has committed sin, his prayer shall be forgiven him. So there's a new element that we are seeing here that must be understood in dealing with the sick, because sickness is not a result of God punishing you, but rather sickness is a result of our own doing. Are you following? Ministry of Healing, page 127, says that in cases of sickness, the cause should be ascertained. The cause should be ascertained. We must ascertain the cause of our diseases, the cause of our sicknesses, and even if it is sin that is bringing it upon us, the Bible says, if we pray faithfully, God will save the sick. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, its definition as it is understood in the theoretical context. But in a practical context, faith is an experience. It is an experience. We have an experience of faith. The Bible talks about this experience in Revelation chapter 14. Notice what the Bible says in Revelation, the 14th chapter, regarding righteousness by faith. The Bible says in Revelation, the 14th chapter, notice what the Bible says in verse 12. The Bible says, here is the patience of the saints. here are they that keep the commandments of God in the faith of Jesus. So notice that those that have faith are not just praying and then all of a sudden faith comes, but these individuals are having an experience and walking in the righteousness of God. They are walking in the keeping of the commandments of God, yea, even the commandments that relates to health, the laws of health, not just the law that we find in Exodus chapter 20, but also the laws of health are being upholded, are being understood, are being lived in the lives of those who also are sick. Now, that is important to understand, because this experience that we must experience is not a theoretical experience, but it is practical in every particular. It is a practical message that God has given us. It is not a message whereby we go to church and we sit within the walls of the church and then we do nothing. It is a message where God has given us that we who have believed in this message, we who are holding on to this message are not to keep it to ourselves, but it is to be spread, especially to those who are sick around us. Again, the Bible says that the health message, one that waits until sickness come in order to deal with it. That is the approach of the world. We, as medical missionaries, do not approach disease in this manner. This is why we practice the laws of health, because these laws are a preventative or are preventative laws rather than curative. Yes, they can be curative. I'm not negating that they cannot be curative, but the emphasis of the Word of God is that we are to remain what? We are to work rather more on prevention rather than cure. We are told that an ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure. Now let's go back to the book of James as we transition now to our practical gospel, to our practical demonstration. James, the fifth chapter. Notice again what the Bible says as we consider James chapter 5. We will consider again verse 15. The Bible says, "In the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." So notice now that there is to be a prayer or a manner of prayer in which we are to pray for those who are sick. Did you know, according to the book Ministry of Healing and the Sick Room, it is not everyone that is sick that we are to pray for the Lord to revive them. We do not understand the condition of that individual, how they got in that manner. And we are told furthermore that if God would rise many from their sickness, from their sick bed, they would continue, they would persist in sin. And for that reason, many of them, God sees their heart. And I'm not saying this is always the cause of why God does not raise individuals from their sickness. God knows the reason. But it is not everybody that we pray for that God actually raises them up from their sickness. That is something that the Lord, in his omnipresence and omnipotence, can better explain to individuals. I can't tell you why some individuals, after you pray for them, they come back to life and others don't. It is not necessarily because the prayer was not a prayer of faith, to do with the will of our Father which art in heaven. But that's a side point. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Do we see examples of that in the Bible? It's all over the Bible. But there's a particular example that I think is fitting for tonight as we look into natural remedies this evening on our broadcast. But notice what the Bible says in the book of 2 Kings chapter 20. We're going to 2 Kings chapter 20, and we're going to see a story that may not be a familiar story to many, but again, we're going to apply the principle of James chapter 5, verse 15, right here in 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 through 11. All we're together. We are in 2 Kings, I beg your pardon, chapters 1 to verses 1 through 11. The Bible says, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. So Hezekiah was a king in Israel, and we see Hezekiah here has an illness. The Bible says he was sickened unto death. In other words, this individual was on his deathbed. He was on what we call, for worldly terminology, hospice care today. He was getting ready to die. And in fact, the Bible says that he was to get his affairs together because he was about to die. So notice here as we apply James 5, verse 15. Hezekiah was sickened unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus says the Lord. Amen. Whenever we see that in the Bible, we must pause. Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto whom? Unto the Lord, saying. So now we are seeing the principle of James chapter 5, verse 15 being applied here, because it says the prayer of faith. So he understood in his sickness, the one that he must turn to was who? God. He understood in his sickness that he was not to turn to the physician, but he was to turn to God. I want to underscore that point. The Bible says, he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah the Lord. The God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. Amen. So Hezekiah, in his sickness, turned unto the Lord, understanding who was the one that could actually save him from death, understanding who was the one that could actually answer his petition. And the Lord said unto Hezekiah, I have heard thy prayer. Amen. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee on the third day. I want you to underscore that point in verse number 5 of 2 Kings chapter 20. The word, I will heal thee. That word came from the Lord. That word came as an answer to Hezekiah's prayer. Now, this is fitting because the Bible tells us in the book of Exodus chapter 15. Note with me, Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15, the Bible reads in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptian, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So again, we see another witness, Moses, a witness that actually shows that healing comes from whom? It comes from God. It comes from God. In addition to that, your body has a wonderful ability to heal itself. We're going to show you that tonight with simple things. We're going to show you that with simple things like turmeric, right? Simple things like turmeric, which is an anti-inflammatory. The body has a wonderful ability to heal itself. But at the same time, I want you to understand that when Hezekiah prayed to God and God said he would heal him, I want you to understand what actually happened, what God did, what methodology did he use in order to bring about healing upon Hezekiah. We're going to continue in verse 5. The Bible says, "End, I have seen thy tears." We are in 2 Kings 20, verse 5. "Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I have healed thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord." So the Lord says, "I have heard thy prayers, I have healed thee. And I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend the city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake." And Isaiah said, notice what happens in verse 7. The Lord already said, "I will heal you." The Lord already said, "I have heard that prayer." The Lord already said, "I will add 15 years unto your life." And then in verse 7, Isaiah, who happens to be a medical missionary, Isaiah, who happens to be a prophet and a medical missionary who has understanding and disease, cure of disease, the prevention of disease, says, Isaiah says, "Take a lump of figs." Take a lump of what? A lump of figs. Take a lump of figs. This is an ingredient. The figs, not an ingredient, but the figs is a fruit in which there are found there in many ingredients that actually can help in dealing with issues such as cancer. Some individuals can actually put figs over breast cancer, and it will extract tumors and various other things. So the Bible says that Isaiah told Hezekiah that he were to take, and the Bible says, and they took it and laid it on the border, and he recovered. He recovered. What do we see here? We see a combination of a spiritual work, because he was praying. He called upon the Lord for healing, as well as a physical work, that is the practicality of the gospel or the practicality of the health message. He uses a remedy, something from nature, to actually help to bring about healing or restore the body or restore the system in its right conditions. I want you to note this quotation from Councils on Health, page 506, paragraph 1. Again, Councils on Health, page 506, paragraph 1. Note this quotation. Councils on Health, page 506, paragraph 1. The Bible reads, "As religious aggression subverts the liberties of our nation." Now, we understand that there's a crisis coming. And in this crisis, where does the health message, where does the practical work of the health food stores, where does the practical work of the hygienic restaurants, where does the practical work of the sanitariums, where does all of these things fit in the message of righteousness by faith? How does these things fit in the third angel's message? Because these things are very systematic ways in which God has put together in order to finish this work. Are you following me? In this right hand of the gospel, which is the health message, must be accompanied with the gospel in order to finish this work. Any minister who preaches the gospel outside of the realm of the health message is out of gospel order, because we are told that in the last days, sickness would be rampant. Disease of every kind would afflict the race. We are told that in the first chapter of Councils on Health. And as a result, notice what the prophet of the Lord says. As religious aggression subverts the liberties of our nation, those who would stand for freedom. Do we want to stand for freedom? Many of us, you know, we want to talk about all of these things that are happening in the context of prophecy. Again, no issues with that. Notice what the prophet of the Lord says, that there is another work that must be done as we see the liberty of our nation being subverted aggressively. Those who would stand for freedom of conscience will be placed in unfavorable positions for their own sake. For whose sake? For your own sake. Not my sake, for your own sake. For your own sake, they should, meaning those who would stand for freedom of conscience. Those would stand for freedom of conscience for their own sake. They should, while they have opportunity, notice four things: become intelligent in regard to disease, become intelligent in regards to the causes of disease, become intelligent in regards to the prevention of disease, and become intelligent in regards to the cure of disease. So there's four things that we must, things that we must understand. And we are told, as we begin to see religious aggression subverts the liberties of our nation, this is for such a reason why Tree of Life exists at such a time as this, because we have to understand the times in which we live, and we have to understand how to move in those times, how to operate. And if there was ever a time for gospel medical missionary training to be conducted in churches, to be conducted in individuals' homes, to be conducted in small groups, it is now. And we need more than ever gospel medical missionaries, because the world is languishing. The world is sick, and they are looking for help. And there is a people who has a message, supposedly, and they're looking to see who can help them. So four things. As we notice, religious aggression subverts the liberties of our nation. For our own sake, we must, while we have the opportunity, become intelligent to who? To what? Become intelligent to disease. Become intelligent to the causes of disease. Become intelligent to the prevention of disease. And become intelligent in regards to the cure of the disease. And notice what she says. Those who do this, those who do what? Become intelligent in regards to disease. Become intelligent in regards to the causes of disease. Those who become intelligent in regards to the prevention and the cure of disease. Those who do this will find a field of labor anywhere. Anywhere. There will be suffering ones, plenty of them, we see them every day, who will need help, not only among those of our own faith, even among our own faith they are sick, but largely among those who know not the truth. That's the world. So notice that the health work is significant, not only to deal with the world, but also to help those within our own faith. My friends, you know what we are told? We have come to a time where every member of the church should take hold of the medical missionary work. What we're going to do now is we're going to look at a few little things that can help you as it relates to the health message. Now, there is a certain disease that is ravaging the world today, and I'm not going to name it because of certain algorithms that is being monitored here, not because of fear, but because I do not want these videos to be removed. But there are some things that you can do to strengthen your immune system, even while you are sick or even before you are sick, and preventing disease. All right? We're going to look at some of these things together. We're going to see that some of these things are very simple. Okay? Some of these things are very simple that we can begin to use. Okay? So these are some of the things you should have in your home. You should have in your kits. All right? There you go. Fresh ginger. Fresh ginger. Ginger root. All right? Ginger There are some books that you're going to need if you're going to begin to do the work, the medical missionary work. Number one is the Bible. The medical missionary work comes from the Word of God. This is where it finds its beginning, in the Word of God. And if you got a good study Bible, even though it's falling apart, we are usually told a Bible that is falling apart belongs to someone who's not. Have mercy. We're going to go ahead and post. We're going to go ahead and post this Tree of Life handout here, so you can start to look at some of these juices that we make. See, we give our ingredients. We don't hold them to ourselves. We're going to post this afterwards in our comments, so you can follow along. All right. So we're going to look at ginger. So what is ginger? So ginger, and you're going to need a little book called Back to Eden. All right. This is Back to Eden. And this little book, there's a lot of the herbs that, you know, we're going to utilize, we're going to need, we're going to talk about tonight that will be necessary and dire for you to understand. Now, ginger is very simple here. I like the organic, not genetically modified ginger, because this is the most potent form you can get. Again, this is the ginger root. It looks like this. Now, ginger can be taken hot. It is excellent for suppressing things like menstruation, but it's also good to stimulate the salivary glands, and it prevents things like chronic bronchitis. So it's good for any kind of respiratory ailment, dyspepsia, gas, gout. Even if somebody is nauseous, it is also it can be combined with other herbs and other roots like turmeric, which is also another powerful herb. Now, I usually use the root, but I don't have it here with me. Turmeric is a powerful herb. It is a powerful anti-inflammatory. All right. Now, turmeric, you hear a lot, especially in the world, about activating turmeric with black pepper. But we do not use black pepper as medical missionaries because it is a stimulant. It's not good for the GI system. But in my research, what I found is that instead of utilizing black pepper to activate turmeric, its bioavailability to be more potent, you can use cayenne pepper. So the cayenne pepper will actually activate the turmeric. I'm going to tell you about a juice that we make here at the Tree of Life that helps a lot of people who has a certain respiratory virus. Also, we have in our kit organic lemons. All right, now I get these organic lemons. All right, this is a very potent. A substance. The thing about lemons that most people do not know is that they think lemons is acidic. Although it is an acidic, lemons are acidic. However, once the lemon is metabolized and processed to the body, in order for the body to use the lemon, it actually becomes alkaline. So this is actually an alkaline food, even though it is acidic on the outward appearance. So you take a good lemon in the morning. You take your good lemon and you squeeze it in some warm water and you drink that. That will strengthen the immune system. Now, another thing that I add to the lemon, or that my brother, Brother Mozart, usually add to the lemon water, which I begin to do it as well, is some wild oregano oil. Now, I want to show you this. This is not just your typical oregano oil. the oregano oil that we use here at the Tree of Life for our antiviral shot or our antiviral juice is from the North American Herb and Spice Company. I don't know if you can see this, but I want you to understand that if you can see, I'm going to try to give you a close-up here. Hang on a second. I'm having a hard time with this. Pretty soon I'm going to need a camera person to help us. This is oil of wild oregano. This is the super strength version. All right? This is the super strength version. But what's also interesting about this oregano oil, 73% carvacrol level. Now, the 73% carvacrol level is one of the strongest oregano oil that you can get, and this is antiviral. So what you can do in the morning is, again, you take your lemon, you squeeze a lemon in your water, warm water first thing in the morning with the lemon, add a few drops of your extra strength oregano oil, and then you take that in the morning. Also, what you may do, especially if you're fighting a cold or a particular virus, you can add some extra vitamin C powder into it. Now, this particular vitamin C powder is from the Country Life Natural Foods. We also carry this. And this vitamin C powder can be added to your lemon if you so desire to really give the immune system a boost. There's also another vitamin C powder, the California Gold Nutrition. This one is no gluten. It's not GMO. And this is also suitable for vegetarians. This vitamin C powder is about 1,000 milligrams per serving. So you can add this to your water in the morning. And don't forget your oregano oil. Also, we're going to talk about your oranges. This is very potent. The orange is full of vitamin C. And I forgot to mention that actual turmeric has zinc in there as well. Did you know that turmeric has zinc in it? So the zinc is a good thing. And while we are on the topic of that, we're going to talk about the four horsemen of the immune system. All right. I have my four horsemen here of the immune system. All right. So we're going to talk about the four horsemen of the immune system. I like this particular immune booster. This is called the four horsemen. And your four horsemen typically are going to be your vitamin C, your zinc, your vitamin D, and the selenium, all right? So this one already has a mixture of all four that can actually help to boost the immune system. Also, we have here the onion. Many people say, I don't like onions. And I say, well, the onion is an antiviral. It is an antibacterial. Somebody has an ear infection. Somebody is sick. You chop an onion. You put it under their feet, their sock bone. You put it next to their ear. It will extract all the impurities from the body. So the onion, keep in mind, should not be eaten for culinary purposes. In other words, it needs to be raw. Okay, you want the rawest state of the onion, because this will actually help to strengthen the immune system. There's a lot of fine in the onion. The onion is a very powerful thing that we can actually take. Now, this is a giant. This is a pomegranate. Remember, the high priest had at the hem of their garment, a bell and a pomegranate. This is very powerful fruit. And when you cut it, there's a lot of seeds inside of it, and they bleed. You can actually stain your clothes with a pomegranate. This is very, very good, very potent, especially for those who are anemic, okay? Because if you want to add an extra boost of oxygen in your body, especially if you're suffering from a certain respiratory ailment, you can also juice some pomegranate. One thing that I don't have with me that should be in your home is called the grapefruit. The grapefruit is a very, very powerful, I beg your pardon, not an herb. Now, I want to highlight what the grapefruit actually can do for you quickly here. Everyone should have a grapefruit or grapefruits in their home. We have grapefruit juices here that we make, and sometimes we add that to our antiviral drink. The grapefruit is very high in vitamin C, as well as antioxidants. In addition to protecting the immune system, research shows that the grapefruit consumption is associated with a higher intake of magnesium. Now, magnesium is actually one of the electrolytes, one of the minerals that can actually help you to absorb water. Some people drink water, but they do not absorb, I beg your pardon, the water. Now, here in the Ozark, where I am, I like this Ozarka water, but it's not the best water. There's another water that I drink because it's important to stay hydrated when you're fighting sickness. Remember, we are operating, we are assessing within the 8 laws of health, and one of those laws is what? To stay hydrated. This water, it's kind of pricey, but it's good water. This is a chlorophyll water, all right? What is chlorophyll? We're going to get into chlorophyll and talk about what that is in greater detail at another time. But basically, the reason why the water is green is because they have added chlorophyll to it. Chlorophyll happens as a result of a process called photosynthesis. Now, photo means light. Synthesis, in scientific not word, means to make, to create. Okay, so the light or the sunlight hitting the plant is that which gives it the green color. All right, let's keep it practical. What happens if you live, let's say, in the Northeast? What happens in the fall as sunlight begins to wane? What happens in the fall? The leaves of the trees begin to turn what color? Red and then yellow. And then they dry out, and then what happens? They fall off the tree. Why? Because there's no sunlight. So when you have sunlight, you have green, right? So the chlorophyll, essentially, is the actual plant. Let's say you have a mixed green, all right? I'm going to show you a mixed green. Let's say you have a mixed green. You have an herb that has mixed greens into it. And your mixed green is accounted for the actual chlorophyll. Your mixed green, okay, right here, I have my half and half mixed green, okay? So what this is, I'm just going to show you here. All right, I'm just going to show you. So if this mixed green, here's the foliage, here's the leaf, here's the leaf. So the chlorophyll water that will help you stay hydrated, especially if you are working on what? Prevention. Remember, our health approach is first preventative. It is not first curative. It is first preventative. So the chlorophyll, so when we say chlorophyll water, what we are talking about is these green leaves have been blended, and they take the actual juice that you find in this foliage, and they put it in the water. So we have chlorophyll water. Now, why is this important for the body, especially for those who are suffering from COVID, those who are suffering from weakened immune system. Why is this important? Well, drinking colloidal water, kind of, I'll tell you a little bit more about it, adds a lot of nutrients into the water, all right? Now, scientists have looked at chlorophyll under a microscope. They have looked at the properties that are found in chlorophyll. You know what they find? They actually found that chlorophyll has the same composition as the blood. Let me explain what I mean. Okay, because the Bible says in Leviticus 17:11 that the life of the flesh is where? In the blood. And the prophet of the Lord says perfect health equals perfect collation. So therefore, when scientists looked at chlorophyll, which is what is in this water, it's essentially, you know, the green that is taken from the plant. Okay? When they test the chlorophyll, they look at it, they saw in it, there is the same makeup as your blood. In other words, when you eat the greens or you juice them, eating them will add the fiber. But if you can't eat them, then juice them by all means. And when you drink the chlorophyll water, it is the equivalent of getting fresh blood every day. You're getting a new blood transfusion. Those who are sick with COVID and different issues like that, the issue is they have low oxygen in their blood. And water carries oxygen, okay? Again, the chemical makeup of water is an oxygen, right? O2, right? That's what we call it, and it's oxygen. So oxygen carries water carries oxygen, and then to add the chlorophyll into it, you are essentially getting the same composition as what the human blood is. It is very much alkaline. It is very much in sync with the blood. Now, there's a few differences between the chlorophyll. Of course, it doesn't have as much iron and magnesium. However, it is pretty close. So those who are sick wants to stay hydrated. But if you want to add an extra boost to your fluid intake, make sure you're drinking chlorophyll water. Now, this particular chlorophyll water is BPA-free. It is plant-based. As well, there is some added vitamin D into here, some vitamin D. There is some added vitamin A, as well as vitamin C and vitamin B12. We're going to talk about vitamin B12 because B12 is essential. Any B-complex vitamins is very essential, especially when dealing with COVID, because COVID robs the brain of the B vitamins. And this is why a lot of people feel sluggish, they feel tired. So you should be taking your B vitamins as well, okay? That's our chlorophyll water. Also, another powerful hydrator, which comes with natural electrolytes, is going to be your coconut water. Coconut water. The coconut water, this is a great-tasting coconut water. It is a non-GMO organic coconut water. We have this at the Tree of Life. This coconut water, I'm going to read its contents. It says it has 30 milligrams of calcium and 370 milligrams of potassium. potassium, the sodium potassium pump. We're going to talk about that one day as we get into our anatomy and physiology. The sodium potassium pump is very significant for the body. I'm not going to get into it right now because there's too much medical jargon. But one of the things that COVID does, it robs the body of potassium. And this is what is attributed to the pain that the individuals have when they have COVID. So you need to get your vitamin B12 for the brain because it robs the body of that. And also all B vitamins. And then your potassium, all right? Now, me not having a pineapple with me, I'm going to use this can. This is an organic crushed pineapple, fresh pineapple, pineapple. Now, what is pineapple is actually one of the only fruits that eats you back. You know what I mean? Pineapples eat protein. They eat protein. So if you're trying to lose weight, you want to go on a pineapple fast, right, Brother Bernard? Brother Bernard has put some folks on a pineapple fast here, and I saw great wonders. A 3-day pineapple fast, just pineapple for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 3 days. All right, you will significant because the pineapple has in it something called bromelain. Bromelain. Now, why is that important? Well, what does bromelain do? Now, we're going to get into some advanced classes as we begin to study together. You're going to find that papaya enzymes and amylase is actually one of the enzymes that helps with digestion, but amylase, papaya enzymes, and bromelain mixed together is very effective against a certain virus. Get what I mean? And here's why. Bromelain that is found where? Brothers and sisters, I'm trying my best to be practical here tonight. And I'm trying to help you remember because I'm making associations with things. Bromelain is found in pineapples. All right? It naturally occurs in pineapples, but more specifically, it is found in the core of the pineapple, meaning the hard part that you throw out. That's the good part. That is where most of the concentrated bromelain is found. Bromelain has the ability to eat proteins. And guess what surrounds the COVID virus? A protein capsule. All right? A protein capsule. The bromelain is a very powerful anti-inflammatory. Also, we're going to talk about some other herbs that can help. Okay, we got your red clover, the red clover blossom. I like the marshmallow root. All right. And we're going to talk about green oat straw, powerful herb. And eventually we're going to discuss the moringa powder. Now, another thing you should have in your cabinet and your shelf is colloidal silver. Colloidal silver is actually a very powerful mixture of minerals that are compatible with the body. Minerals come from where? They come from the ground. So there's a water called black water that I drink. It has 77 minerals in it. The minerals comes from the ground, and especially when you eat your greens, you find all your minerals in it. It comes from the dirt. This is what alkaline foods are, all right? As we look into more herbs, and I know our time is escaping us here, we can look at something called the dandelion. Now, what I have here is a dandelion tincture. It's an oil. All right, the dandelion. See that? The dandelion. There's a reason why God put the dandelion all over in the springtime. He's trying to, that's a red flag. The dandelion, this is the actual root of the dandelion. All right, this is the dandelion root. Dandelion root, right here, these are cut and sifted. The dandelion root. This can actually be utilized to strengthen the immune system. This is a very, very powerful herb, all right? This is something that I have utilized when people have come in and say, hey, I've got this, and I say dandelion root is your go-to. Also, another herb that I like is the wormwood. The wormwood herb. This is a very bitter herb, very bitter herb, but the wormwood actually, I've seen it work wonders, especially with COVID. Another herb that I like is the papaya leaf. This is also another proteolytic enzyme. Proteolytic enzyme, remember where you are? The bromelain and the papaya leaf. These things split proteins. They split proteins. And so, remember your vitamin C. Remember your vitamin D. Remember your zinc and all of these other things. Beloved, the Bible says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. And this almost escaped me. How can I forget? Let me tell you something. This is a very powerful immune booster. Black seed oil. Organic black seed oil. This is a first cold press, unrefined oil. This stuff is powerful. As we talk about now our juice that we're going to make for those who are ill, as we get ready to close. What you're going to need is, you're going to need, oh, I cannot forget, last but not least, how could I forget? The garlic, brothers and sisters, the garlic. Cannot forget the garlic. So in our juice, we're going to add 2 oranges. All right, 2 oranges. We're going to add 1 to 2 bulbs of garlic. We're going to add about 2 lemons, about 2 onions, I beg your pardon. Then we're going to add about 2 lemons. We're going to go ahead and add some ginger. And yes, on top of the ginger, we're going to add a little turmeric, Then we're going to add some cayenne pepper to help activate the turmeric. And how could I forget? In my juices, I typically add an extra little bit of vitamin C. There's something very, very important that we're going to finish this juice off too with, a pineapple juice. Pineapple juice is going to be added into this juice. All right? So far we have ginger, we have lemons, we have onions, we have garlic, we have cayenne pepper, we have pineapple juice, we have turmeric, we have extra vitamin C, and then we're going to add a few drops of oregano oil in this juice. And then last but not least, we must add a very powerful antiviral, antibacterial into our juice, because it's going to be pretty sour because of the excess vitamin C's that we have in it. I'm going to add some local, raw, unprocessed honey. All right? We're going to add all of these things in our juice. We're going to drink about 16 ounces of it a day, if possible. And that will begin to quell the symptoms that we are having. In addition, we must pray. We must remember that God is the healer. And then I would recommend something that will help to eradicate the mucus from the lungs, and to also get rid of the spike proteins from holding on to the system of the body. And that is none other than your wormwood. All right? We're going to stay hydrated. We're going to stay hydrated with our chlorophyll water to add oxygen to the body, especially if the person is low on his or her sats. We want to go outside, get some fresh air. And we also want to drink a little bit of lemongrass. Lemongrass, this one here is from the PH Organics. Some lemongrass tea can also help very well with some of these issues, or alleviate some of these issues that we are talking about. All right, so we have been already an hour into our broadcast. Beloved, we're going to close with a word of prayer. We're going to have more time to talk about these things because these things are significant and important for us to understand, especially as we approach these serious, serious times in which we are living. Remember, God says he cares about our health. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, even as thy soul prospers. Until next time, have a good night. Stay healthy. Stay hydrated. Remember the 8 laws of health. Good nutrition. The proper rest is important when battling disease. Enough water. Stay hydrated. All right? Trust in God, your sunlight, your fresh air, your exercise, your temperance. These are the true remedies. Remember that Ministry of Healing 127 tells us that disease does not come without a cause. Cause should be ascertained, and the wrong habits should be changed. My friends, until next time, may God bless you, and we wish you a good night. Let us pray. Father in heaven, again, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We ask that you would be with us, Lord, as we continue to minister, as we continue to speak upon these remedies that you have given unto us, to strengthen our bodies, our immune systems, so that we may look to you, Lord. Cleanse our minds, we pray, and give us healing according to your riches and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Yudi. And I just want to thank each and every one of my brothers and sisters who have joined us. I pray that you were blessed by this health message. It's always good to learn and to practice, put these things that we have learned into practice. And we should have these things on hand so that when these things come upon us, we have them already made and we can help ourselves and help our family and help others. Have a blessed night. Jesus loves you. And I hope to hear you back on the line Sunday evening. God bless you. Jesus love you. And hope to hear you again, my brothers and sisters. I love you too. Have a good night. Happy Sabbath, each and every one of you. Good night.